This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
It was truly a privilege being here, both for Believers Convention and then having the opportunity to be with you. I'm very grateful for the convention. I felt it was an outpouring of richness from heaven. And, you know, the theme, which was about the great physician in the heavens, you know, it touched on everything. So straight away you start thinking, oh, it's, you know, healing of our infirmities in the body. But I'm sure we now all understand that we have infirmity in the spirit, in the soul, and in the body. So just give a reflection of mostly from Beacon 2026. And so that's really what I'm doing this morning. You've had much revelation this morning. We are grateful. And, you know, what you get, you know, I think every time I come here, I tell you, don't despise it. And you would think that, you know, you're always gathering, you know, there's almost always something going on. But the important thing is that what is going on is to the building up of your spirit man and your soul. There's been criticism out there, you know, come across something, you know, being said. And in fact, my daughter sent, it would have seemed to be a funny clip of someone saying, oh, so it was a guy, he was beating the tambourine, he was playing the keyboard, and he was, oh, I'm so tired. He was pretending to preach. And then he said, okay, we got to stop. And then realize, okay, we're not going to stop. Oh, you say, yeah, this is going to take all day. But, you know, you could laugh about that. But personally, I don't see anything wrong with giving an entire 24 hours to sitting down among brethren to learn about God. Do we? No, nothing wrong with that. However, the world as we know it, which, you know, world of social media, you know, opinions out there, they have better things to do in their opinion. So the thought of sitting down to learn God for hours on end, they think that's a waste of my life. You know, many things I could accomplish within that time. You know, most churches in the UK, the services are 2 hours, right? We're talking the traditional churches, so, and maybe even less, you know, like Church of England, Church of Scotland, Catholic Church, and you have the Baptist churches and so on. But most of them, they're not likely to go beyond 2 hours. So can you imagine? You show up here at 7, you're up by 9. Yeah. But, you know, and if you go over by a few minutes, it's trouble, right? They give you 40 minutes for your sermon, and you dare not go beyond that 40 minutes because they have their roast in the oven. Don't know if you know about roast on a Sunday in the UK. You know, that's the Sunday meal. So once they set up their oven to have it, then, you know, they need to get back in time. I'm telling you or showing you what riches you have. We're talking about riches. So what you have here is riches, right? Because God continues to pour out, and we are thankful for that. So Beacon, so the theme, the great physician in the heavens or of the heavens, two things that I mused on a lot afterwards, and it wasn't so much the healing of the body part, you know, when we prayed for, you know, there to be, pregnancies and things like that, and just wellness, you know, that is quite wonderful. And we believe and thank God for that. But the thing that stood out to me most was how Reverend allowed for all those ministers to come in to minister. We're very thankful for them. They had so much variation in how they ministered, you know, how they spoke the message. And for me, that demonstrated a largeness of heart on Reverend Kay's part, you know, and Mommy Helen as well, to be open to all these other ministers who we consider fathers and mothers. I really appreciated it. And I want to encourage us to not take that for granted. And it showed a largeness of heart for Reverend Kay. And as we were just reading 1 Kings, where God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And as I read that, you know, I thought of Reverend Kay. I thought he had so much wisdom for Beacon 2026. Just because of the largeness of his heart, you know, you saw the wisdom that he knew it was important to honor the fathers and the mothers who may have seemed to have gone about things a different way. You know, they accomplished things that we have yet to accomplish ourselves. Whereas they did not have the revelation, you know, not have the knowledge or understanding that we now have, we must not take them for granted. So it was very important that that was recognized, because that is the thing that will take us forward, right? So often a young generation, you know, the kids, they think, oh, you're old. You don't know what you're talking about. That's what the children will tell the parents. You know, you're old school, you're old fashioned, you're this, you're that. Nowadays, this is how it's done. Who's been victims of that? So the younger generation often, and even in church, so I grew up in a Baptist church, and the younger people always felt like they were being held back by the older people, you know, because they like to sing hymns. You see how Reverend likes to sing hymns. Well, in a Baptist church, hymns was all we did. But the younger people were, oh, we need to have more, you know, contemporary songs, more lively songs. So, you know, we thought, okay, we were the new thing. You know, when we say God is doing a new thing, yes, we were the new thing. And we didn't have the respect, you know, and the honor that needed to be given to the older members of the church, you know, not just our biological mother and father, but those who were above us, you know, spiritual authority. So for Beacon, that was one thing that kept resounding in my heart, how important it is to honor father and mother. So I just want to go through some scriptures just to highlight that point. So Exodus 20. So this was the Lord giving the commandments to Moses on the mountain. And, you know, he gave him the first five and then broke it. The first five pertained more to how man related to God. And, you know, what were the commandments surrounding man's service to God? So verse 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, Paul describes this as, so when you see honor thy father and mother, you think, my mommy, my daddy, who brought me into the world, you know, I need to honor them. But it's not just that. It's beyond biological mother and father. You should honor your biological parents, but there are those who are called our mothers and fathers in the Lord that we ought to honor. This was a commandment that was given with promise. It's the first commandment of promise. It says, so that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So there is the promise that's linked to this, which is why, and maybe in the past, if I've taken this, you know, not as serious as I should have, I repent, I do, because it is a very, very important thing to do. So if you were wondering, why are these old guys coming in, you know, to tell us about the old days and their dealings, you know, this is part of knowing what they have done for the Lord, what their journey was, to be able to marry to what we are doing and what we are going to do. It's very important, because if we don't do that, then our days won't be long. And your days being long, you're thinking, oh, extending my life to 100, or maybe I live till 80, and that's my long days. But it's not that. This, I believe, to be the promise of everlasting life. So if we can't learn to do that, we won't enter everlasting life, right? We learned about everlasting life and eternal life. And days may be long upon the earth was not, it wasn't just about, oh, we're just going to live longer. It's a quality of life, yes, that would have ended in, you know, yes, perpetual life. But there's a reason this one was said, this is the one with promise, right? And after that, it goes into, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, and all those things. But all those commandments had to do with man dealing with each other. Man having dealings with each other. So if we can't learn to serve God acceptably, and we can't learn to honor mother and father, it will be difficult for us to do, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. Ephesians 6, verse 2. Says Paul, it may seem, you know, giving advice to households. And he starts by saying, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. As we know, what was the promise? In the land that God is going to give you. So in Matthew 18, you know, Jesus was teaching. And he had someone ask, you know, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he brought a little child and said, you know, if you become as one of these, then you will be the greatest there. But, you know, Matthew 18 then went into further things that pertain to how man dealt with each other. So, but Matthew 19... if we get to the part where in verse 16, where the rich young ruler, the one we know as the rich young ruler, came to ask, what was the question? He said, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said to him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. So note, he says, life. He didn't go into eternal life. Amen. So he said, which one of the commandments? And Jesus said, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself wasn't really said in the Ten Commandments that Moses got. But what Jesus is saying is that all of those embodies, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But is that all the commandments? And if you notice, Jesus stopped at honor thy father and thy mother. So I believe the Bible is a wonderful book. When you read the words that are written in the Bible and how they come together, and you might think you understand what they're saying, but you know what happens when we read scripture is that you can focus on maybe one or two words specifically to get meaning from it, and you may forget the other things, and then another time when you come back to read again, you see the other things, and that's just the wonder of the Bible. So don't let anyone discount the power of the Bible. So the young man said, I've done all those things. Jesus said unto him, if thou be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. So what was Jesus saying to this young man? That he now needed to do the other commandments. Because you could almost say that, oh yeah, so he was loving the Lord thy God with all his heart and his mind and his soul. And, you know, he was not bowing down to idols. But he didn't, what Jesus mentioned to him were not those things when he asked which ones. So there was that realm that that man needed to get to, which is what Jesus offered him. But he was not able to take up the offer. And what is being said is that honoring your father and your mother is very important. It is like the middle ground between God and man. It's a bridge that we have to cross over. And what does that mean for you? That means whatever spiritual authority you have over you on the different levels, your biological parents, your pastors, you know, mothers and fathers in the Lord, you don't take them for granted. You treasure them. So giving honor doesn't mean you go bowing down. You know, you keep bowing. Because you could bow, and in your heart you're thinking, hey, this man, what you say? He has come again. You know, why? You know, you could be thinking, oh, I'm only doing this because my mother told me to do it. Right? But what you are to do is not curse them. So in the Old Testament, God said, oh, you don't curse your mother and your father. And you think, oh, you're telling them expletives. No, that's not it. When you curse your mother and your father, is that you're telling them, whatever you're teaching me, I place no value on it. I belittle it. It's not important. I don't see it that way. I disagree with you. That's how you curse your mother and your father. Right? And the penalty for that was death. And it say, you will die the death. You see how we were reading, thou dost die. It say, you will die the death. So if you don't do that, if you don't do the honoring, you will go into that dying of your soul that you ought not to have, and eventual dying of your body. So this was an aspect of what came out for Beacon for me that I felt was important for me, that I was honoring those who went before. You don't dishonor them by saying what they've taught was not relevant. They had, you know, what was revealed to them in their time, and they might have lived fully to the extent of what was allotted them. Now, to whom much is given, much is required. So the question you ask yourself should be, ourselves, with what all that I've given, what is expected of me? We're not saying you go out and minister and become missionaries all over the world. No, that might be involved. But for what you have, we have no excuse that we are not becoming perfect. Do you understand that what you're being given is for you to become perfect? But for you to enter the fullness of that, you must honor your father and your mother. Don't let them think that what they're teaching you is not important. You don't disrespect them. And most importantly, you don't get offended by them. So offense also came up because for me, as I sat there in Beacon, I was thinking, you know, as they were talking about salvation of the soul, you know, all the things that would affect me, you know, as a human or person, that, you know, one can become offended, but also one can cause offense. You know, we talk about, oh, don't become offended, but guess what? You can cause offense as well. And both of those things are not things to be done. So Matthew 18, which I mentioned earlier, spoke about becoming an offense. So when he brought the child and he said, oh, but if you offend this child, what does this offend mean? So the Greek was skandaliso. So it's like scandal, you know, the English word scandal. And pretty much it means you've been an obstacle for one. One, then you've become offended when you see someone behave in a certain way that in your, you know, minds or hearts, you think is not the right way to behave. So for your leaders, you can think, oh, they didn't do this right because you have been conditioned a certain way. But how do offenses come? Laws. See, Pastor Thompson just spoke about that. Laws. We have a certain way of thinking. We're very conditional, right? I say hello to you, you must say hello to me. I give you something, you need to give me something back. We're like that. I know all about it, right? Because we're all conditioned that way. But what if you give something and you don't get anything back? What if you say hello and the person doesn't say hello back? What if you're kind and the other person isn't kind? You see, so it's important that we're not living according to the old laws, the laws that must be done away with, right? We live according to the new law, which is what Jesus was teaching when he was walking the earth. That's all he, well, among other things, but essentially, so he came and he was confronting the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes about how they were going about life and how they changed the commandments that were given to them to make it doctrines of men, right? And even this commandment of honoring the father and mother, they actually made it to say, well, if you tell your parents, well, it's only, you know, I give you a lot of profit. So like puff yourself up in front of your mother and father, which could either be biological or your spiritual authority, that, you know, it's okay, we accept it. And Jesus said to them, no, what you're doing is you're changing the commandment of God to suit yourself. So we are not of that sort. We will honor our mothers and fathers. You know, most of you are young, but we'll be bringing in the older people. And you will honor them because even though they may not seem to have the knowledge and revelation that you do, you need them, right? They are one of the keys to everlasting life. Pray for your leaders, you know, pray for God to strengthen them and keep them for you.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.